The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service by the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. Now, here's today's show.
Hey, nonprofit community, this is Kara Zimmerman. Thank you for joining us. We're so excited you're here, and I really want to thank Spirit of Giving Network. They've always been such a wonderful sponsor and great, great nonprofit in the community to help so many nonprofits, support them in the great work that they do. So, Spirit of Giving Network, yay, you are guys just rock. And I'm excited to be a part of what you do here at the Forum for Nonprofits. So today, I have two beautiful young ladies in front of me. How about that for brownie points?
Beautiful.
They are awesome. Chariots of Love. I have no idea what this is. We're going to soon find out. Chariots of Love. I have Valerie Matthew, the founder and president, and Mary Benvenuti, who's actually a recipient of Chariots of Love. So ladies, thank you so much for being here with us and taking the time out in your busy schedule of helping and making our world a better place. And I welcome you. So Valerie, I'm going to start with you because we were talking before the show how passionate this is, your passion. And how, tell us about it. Welcome.
Good morning, Kara.
Yeah,
I'm so thankful to have this opportunity to share my charity mission with you and with the public and your listening audience. And thank you to Spirit of Giving for allowing us to be here today. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And my wonderful guest, Mary, for coming. Her daughter, Natalie, was a double recipient through Chariots of Love. And I appreciate her coming to share her story with us as well today.
Well, it's definitely good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here and to actually speak with Valerie on this wonderful show about Chariots of Love and how it has helped not only my daughter, but also many children in our community that have a special need, that need wheelchairs to be able to function and to do things independently. It's really wonderful. And Valerie is going to let us know more about Chariots of Love, her passion in this.
Thank you, Mary. Well, Chariots of Love was kind of my brainchild, and it is a nonprofit 501c3 charity, and we provide free wheelchairs, and as of the last 2 years, free wheelchair repairs to any mobility challenged child in the USA up to the age of 21. Our primary goal is to help children that are uninsured, underinsured, or otherwise unable to get medical equipment that is needed for their physically impaired child that is probably cerebral palsy, spina bifida. These are very common cases that we provide the wheelchairs for. But any child, for any reason, can reach out to Chariots of Love. But I founded this organization.
I'm like on the edge of my chair. How did you figure this out? Did something happen in your life or a friend or family member that raised awareness for you?
I'm actually a 21-year associate with the Home Depot, and Home Depot encourages their associates to come out on their own time with what they call Team Depot and volunteer in their communities.
Yay, and Home Depot. Yeah,
it's
right?
Awesome.
Wow.
It's
Isn't
awesome.
That something?
And it's eye-opening as well.
Who would have thought?
The Lantana Home Depot very frequently assists a local school. And it's a school for special needs. It's called the Royal Palm School. And we've been helping them personally, I've been working with them for the last 18 years. I'm actually now on their SAC committee for several years. And the Royal Palm School is the largest school in Palm Beach County for special needs students. Mm-hmm. And when I was working there one time, we were doing a landscape project. We've done all different types, building ramps and other things that these children need. And when I was working there, I was noticing the condition of some of these children's wheelchairs. And it's a very common assumption that children with disabilities just get wheelchairs. This is not the case.
No.
And the condition of some of these wheelchairs was truly deplorable. I was amazed to see duct tape and rope on a small child's wheelchair. This was inconceivable to me. So when I was visiting family overseas, I learned of a charity over there that uses a recycling education initiative to recycle different grades of plastic that are being discarded. In this case, it was plastic caps that were being thrown out. So they're educating the public on how to identify and separate the different grades of plastic so they could be recycled. And they were using the recycling proceeds to purchase wheelchairs for athletes, wheelchair tennis, wheelchair basketball. And my initial first 2 years, I was doing the same program in the United States. I thought this is a great opportunity. The United States is the number one producer of trash on the planet, and we're ranked number 7 in recycling. So that this is a great opportunity to educate our public on recycling, the importance of recycling, and how physically to actually make your trash valuable through recycling. And we used those proceeds. The first 2 years, I was supporting the international charity, and it occurred to me, why aren't we doing this here?
Right.
This is a country of opportunity. I have zero experience in this, but I'm going to give it a shot. And I got incorporated through a friend of mine who works for a lawyer. And this lawyer, Aldo Bertrano, was able to facilitate pro bono my 501c application. And it was approved. So I'm actually a nonprofit registered, federally registered nonprofit organization. And I'm also registered with the state of Florida as a nonprofit. And we can now continue this program, and we started the recycling education initiative here, and it was doing very well until 2 years ago when the petroleum market really took a dive and is not expected to recover, and the price of the 3 different grades of plastic that we're recycling actually dove down into about the 6 cents range per pound, and it was really not a viable option any longer to continue with that. It did get our name in the public. It was Caps of Love, and the wheelchair, the humanitarian division providing the wheelchairs was the Chariots of Love. So we are just going forward with Chariots of Love, and this is now funded through grants and public tax-deductible donations. One opportunity we have that people are really seem to gravitate towards is a sponsorship. For a minimum of $2,000, you can sponsor a child. And this sponsorship allows you to have an actual engraved plaque on that child's wheelchair. You're sponsoring a wheelchair, a medically required device for this particular child. And when we present the wheelchair, you'll be present. And you actually get to present and see the love and the joy and the thankfulness in the family's eyes when they're receiving this medical equipment. It's very moving. I recommend
it. It is very, very moving.
Bring Kleenex.
Very much so. I've gone to a couple of the events with Valerie and Chariots of Love, again, because of my daughter. And she received her first wheelchair in the summer of 2015. And she was going into middle school. And, you know, she didn't want to be different than anybody else. She wanted to, you know, be like everyone else. So we got her this scooter that she could drive herself around the school, and she could be independent.
If you could see her smile, you would be amazed.
She
ear to ear smile when she was propelling herself and driving around in her scooter the first time.
Yeah, she loved it. Of course, you know, at school they told her that she couldn't drive it more than 5 miles an hour because, I mean, my daughter would have probably, you know, just zoomed through the hallways and through the cafeteria. But it really did her great, and you could see the happiness. I was happy for her because now it was something that she could do herself. And she became, you know, Natalie, the speed racer in the hallways of her middle school. And all was great. And then in 2016, Natalie had to have spinal surgery. And she was out of school for, I want to say, the good part of that year recovering. And when she returned to school, she wasn't physically able to quite get back into the scooter. You know, I mean, she had, you know, a very, very tremendous surgery. It was a long road recovering. So, but she still wanted to be independent. So I reached out to Valerie again, and she went ahead and we got her another set of wheels.
This is a tilt-in space that holds her laterally, holds her hips, it holds her sides. It has a headrest, so it supports her head, and it tilts back to actually cradle her body
right.
in this wheelchair.
To make her more comfortable, because, again, she was still recovering from surgery. You know, and it took a good year for her to recover completely. And then once she did make the full recovery, we redonated back the chair to Chariots of Love, because I'd want another child to have the same benefit of that Natalie did. And she was able to get a new set of wheels. And now she's in high school and in 10th grade. And she's
flourishing.
She loves her wheels. She is still, you know, now she's the queen at school. But they all know that she's coming. And it's made a huge difference in her life. The fact that she could be independent. And now a teenager, you know, at 16, you want to have that freedom. And this actually gave her the opportunity to do it. So I'm very, very thankful to Valerie, to Chariots of Love, to everything that this organization, this cause actually does for children with special needs, those that need wheelchairs, because it does change your life. It changed my daughter's life, my life. You know, my whole family, because we see the happiness in her. And that's really what we are here for as parents, is to make your child happy and to enjoy wanting to go to school and being with their friends. And this made her do it.
I would think, too, that the friends in school who see a child in a wheelchair also enlightens them, because maybe before they didn't know about disabilities. Maybe it just makes them a little more compassionate, because those are tough years.
Absolutely.
Kids are hard on each other.
They are.
It's a life lesson,
right?
For them to observe and recognize and appreciate their own abilities,
mm-hmm.
and their need to maximize their abilities. When they're tired and they don't want to get
right.
out of bed,
right.
then they think of their friend Natalie. Yeah. Natalie can't jump out of bed.
No.
I can. I need to get up and help my family, or go mow the yard, or help my parents take the trash out. I need to be useful myself and recognize what blessings I have in my life.
Mm-hmm.
All of us do that.
Yeah, we do. And I'm telling you that, you know, where she goes to Palm Beach Central, go Broncos. I got to say that because I know that, you know, they're going to be listening to me. So, but they are, it's a great school. Her classmates are wonderful. I can't stress enough the teachers, the aides, they're all a wonderful, wonderful family that they have there. And Natalie's been with some of these classmates since middle school. And, you know, she was afraid of the transition to high school. But once she got there and she saw that, you know, she's still Natalie. And she was able to make more friends. And she's queen now. Again, she is queen. They call her the queen.
Wow.
She loves it. And, you know, she enjoys going to school. And, you know, the day that she's not in school, she's, you know, she's with her friends chatting, or, you know, so it's made a tremendous difference in her life that she went from, you know, again, that portion of her life where she was recovering and not being able to be with her friends, to now, to where she's been able to now gain that independence again, because she gained it the first time and then she kind of lost it when she had surgery, and now she's back for her second win, and she's going to keep going. I know that she's not going to stop, and I know that she's got a great set of supporters that are behind her, and I love that.
She'll probably give back to Chariots of Love.
And, yes.
And how many other, let's say altogether, you've been around, what, three?
I got the charity, I got the 501c status in 2012. And as of September of this year, just last month, we gave out our 80th wheelchair.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yes. And this was a 17-year-old boy with cerebral palsy. And it was actually on the local TV news. And you can see it on the news clip on the Caps of Love /Chariots of Love Facebook page, and check mm-hmm. it out. It's very moving.
80.
80. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
80.
Noel was a 17-year-old boy with cerebral palsy. He's actually a twin, and his brother, Alien, will be a future recipient. He has a different medical condition. And this, they're from the Dominican Republic, and this was his first wheelchair. And he will be attending a high school now for the first time. All of our wheelchairs are transport approved. And for about the last 6 months, we're also providing the work trays, the service trays on all the wheelchairs that we give out for school-age children. And we go to the age of 21. We have powered wheelchairs and manual wheelchairs. I have quite a assortment of wheelchairs available immediately for donation. Mm-hmm. And if we don't have the exact equipment that your child needs medically, we just purchase it new.
So how did you find out, Mary, about Caps of Love?
Good old Google. I started figuring out because, again, I was searching for ways to make my daughter independent, how I could do this. You had mentioned that, you know, we're the advocates for our child. We're the ones that have to find these things. And so I Googled it, and I found Chariots of Love, Caps of Love. And to my surprise, they were in Lake Worth, which was 10 minutes from where, you know, I'm at. And yeah. I said, okay, well, I'm going to follow the steps. I had to fill out an application. And within, I don't even want to say like 24 hours. I think it was just like an immediate response that I got from Valerie. And we met and we talked, and she met Natalie. And from there, everything just kind of went, you know, through its course.
If I have someone request a wheelchair, and it's an urgent request, and they're within a local distance, they can have the chair the same day. You're not going to find that anywhere else.
No, you're not.
If I have a chair that suits your child's medical needs, they'll be sitting in it tonight.
Wow, Valerie.
And there's no charge.
And she'll make it happen. I'm telling you, she will.
It's 100% nonprofit. There's zero salaries or compensation for any member. There's 4 board members, and we're all volunteer. I have an advisory council of 8 wonderful, giving, loving community members with very diverse backgrounds that help me make some of my charity decisions, all again on a volunteer basis. So we are truly nonprofit, and 100% of the proceeds goes to provide the wheelchairs for handicapped children in the U.S.
Is there a warehouse that you work out of that you keep the...
Actually, I work from my home. I do have 2 storage units, one for the powered wheelchairs. I have about 10 powered wheelchairs at this time and about 20 manual wheelchairs in the second unit near my home. So I'm right based in Lake Worth, but we can service children anywhere in this country. Mm-hmm. And the repair service is getting very common. Not every child needs a brand new wheelchair. Maybe they have a powered wheelchair and the batteries are dead. Those can run close to $1,000.
A lot of money.
Between $500 and $1,000.
A lot of money for batteries.
They're marine batteries.
So the fact that now, you know, Chariots of Love is able to do that to help repair a wheelchair that the child can still use. It's mm-hmm. great. It's great. Yes.
Maybe they need a new headrest or the armrest is failing. They can send us the same request form that's on the Caps of Love website, www.capsoflove.com. There's a wheelchair request form. Use that same form. Request what your child needs. And if it's something we can approve, you can go to your local provider and we'll pay for it. Get your local service taken care of. Get your child taken care of. Let these children not take mobility as any restriction in their life.
Correct.
Don't let mobility hold them back from their dreams and what they would like to do and be involved in their community.
Right.
We want them to go to concerts. We want them to go to the Panthers hockey games. We want them to go to school, go to church, go to the mall,
exactly.
Go shopping. What
live
kid doesn't want to go
live
with their friends?
Life as normal as they possibly can with the condition that they have, however it may be, but just make them live.
There's a 2-year-old girl in Wisconsin received a wheelchair, and I have a picture of her, and it's on the Facebook page and the website. She's walking her little Doxy. She's 2 years old in her first wheelchair. She was unable to walk. She could take her Doxy out on the sidewalk and take her dog for a walk.
And those are moments
that's precious.
That's precious. I mean, those are moments that, you know, children love. And if, you know, with these wheelchairs, if they're able to do that, that's awesome. It's awesome.
So your daughter, I mean, she's just physically challenged with the wheel, and she has the wheelchair, but everything else, like mentally
school, she's fine. It's just the physical piece with her balance and instability because of my daughter has what's called ataxia, which is a poor balance or muscle coordination. But she can still walk with assistance, like if she were to use an adaptive walker, because she straps herself in it and she can walk, but she just can't walk by herself or she'll fall. And so, you know, sometimes the adaptive walker, which she uses at school, it's great, tires her out, but then, you know, she's in the wheelchair and she just gets in and she goes. So she's got, you know, the best of both worlds in that sense. She could still do, you know, some things in a walker. And then she also can go a longer distance in a wheelchair.
And she has the most beautiful smile I've seen of any of the children.
Yeah. Isn't this something, how this just landed in your lap? Such a thankful
and gracious. And it's a blessing to me.
Right?
It's given my life purpose.
Purpose.
This is what I believe I'm here for.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We can all go to our jobs. We can all mow our grass and do the laundry. These are mundane parts of our lives that we have to do. You have to earn a living. You have to take care of your family. But what are you truly here for? This, I think, is my calling. I think I'm meant to do this.
And she's live been in a doing country. A great job. I'm telling you, she's been doing a great job. And
pretty much by yourself, right? You have some board members,
yes,
you said.
I have three other board members that help me make decisions and an advisory council that helps me. I run things by. We meet quarterly, and they help me with the decisions and the direction that we're staying on track. And through grants, I've had 4 grants now from the Quantum Foundation here in West Palm Beach. Quantum Foundation is a godsend, and we just received our 4th grant from them. And these funds help us when these people write to us saying, my child needs a wheelchair. I have the money available to say, let's do it now.
Right.
Let's get your child taken care of today.
Exactly, because closing your door, sorry to interrupt, but closing the door when you get a request from a parent that says, hey, I need a chair, you know, for my child. And, you know, this has got to touch her heart, obviously. And for her to be able to just say, yes, I have it. And it's,
or I'll get it.
Yeah. Or she'll get it.
No worries. Yes. We're
but,
on it.
But, you know, having, you know, companies, organizations, you know, provide grants to continue her to do this so that she's not closing the door on a child who needs a chair.
TD Medical is based in Hollywood, Florida, and they are our medical providers. And when I have a request, they actually go out to the family's home and assess the child physically, also the home itself. What kind of equipment will suit this child in the living condition they have? Not every child can drive a powered wheelchair, or if they could, maybe their home is not adaptable to that.
To that,
so
correct.
They determine the best possible medical equipment for me to purchase and make their suggestions for me and do their evaluations of the child. And if it's any equipment I have that could serve that child, they can have it immediately. Otherwise, we'll order it. But TD Medical has been really fabulous. The amount of work they've done in our benefit is tremendous.
But
I can't say thanks enough to them.
You said something about it all over the country. How do you ship? Because they're heavy. You know, the wheelchair.
Actually, we wouldn't ship them. Those would be purchased locally where the child lives.
They're at.
We have shipped 3 manual wheelchairs. We're able to box up and ship them. Actually, Home Depot shipped 2 of them from my Home Depot to another Home Depot free of charge to me to a Home Depot that's near the recipient's home so that they could get it. Other than that, we would ship it through, you know, UPS or FedEx.
Yeah, that makes sense. If they're in North Carolina, wherever it is, to find something local there and then you just purchase it for them. What are the restrictions why a parent is unable to get a wheelchair? Is it
they may not have insurance. If a family is not from this country, if you're not a U.S. citizen, you still live here. Your children are part of our community. They're part of our society. They go to our schools. You attend our churches and shop in our stores. But if you're not a citizen, you're not going to fall into that. There's a group called Advocacy Network on Disabilities based in Miami, and they deal with a lot of candidates. They're physically challenged, and they need an advocacy network to help them find the services they need for their children. And they actually send me several clients that are in need of assistance. So,
and sometimes it's not just that you don't have insurance. Sometimes with insurance, it takes a long time to get approved. So when you're, you know, you have your therapist or your doctor send the order, and then you're waiting months and months and months for insurance to come around, and then to get the approval to then finally wait for the chair to be done because they're done to your child's specific measurements, it could take a long time, which was the case with Natalie with her second chair, which is why I reached out to Valerie and said, hey, you know, she's going to get one that's going to be custom to her. But what do I do in that meantime? So
I was able to give her a loaner.
She was able to give me a loaner, which, again, we gave back so that it could be used for another child. But, you know, wheelchairs, powered wheelchairs, are very expensive.
Our least expensive wheelchair we've given is $500 value for a simple manual folding wheelchair that you would throw in your trunk to go to a doctor's appointment or such. And the most expensive was $16,000.
Wow. So where do we find you, Valerie? We need a phone number and a website before we say
goodbye.
The
website is www.capsoflove. Again, that was the parent charity for charitsoflove.com. And 561-876-5753. I do work full-time, so it is best to reach me by email at charitsoflove.usa@gmail.com. I can't
Perfect.
Take the phone calls.
Thanks so much, ladies. All the best.
Thank you.
God bless.
You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service of the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. And tune in again next week for the Forum for Nonprofits. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.